your foxy mama and head for the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
Welcome to Elimination, where I'm here with my niece, Pauline.
Hello. And my hello.
And my wife, Wifey.
Hiya.
So, where is he?
Where is he then?
He's gone.
He's skiving.
What, Bob the Gob?
Apparently he's got a bit of a cough.
What a wuss.
In my day.
He let us down, didn't he?
He did, it badly. But,
I'm here instead. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not all bad.
It's better, probably. Don't miss you, Bob.
Right, so we've got a match on here. And the first one is Pauline.
Dancing Queen ABBA. Okay. Very, 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 very good.
And what's that up against?
That is T-Rex Get It On.
Right, you better give us some gump.
I'm allowed to do the gump today. There's no gump. Right, so Dancing Queen is a song by the Swedish group ABBA and the lead single from their fourth studio album, Arrival. It was released in 1976 and was a number one hit in the UK and ABBA's only number one in the US. It remains the group's biggest seller in the UK with 1.65 million chart sales. God, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is a lot.
Yeah, it must be in the top 30, I think.
Yeah,
sales wise.
Oh, I can believe it.
Yeah,
they've
done bad.
Yeah, I can believe it. Are you ready for the next one?
Do you know the only song to have sold the only song that's not a charity song, so not including the Diana thing, Elton John, and Band Aid? Do you know the only song to have sold over 2 million?
No, I wouldn't have.
Mull of Kintyre.
No, I like that song.
Oh, yeah. Big number one, though. It's number one for a long time.
Well, I don't actually like that.
It's a Christmas one, isn't it? They always sell better at Christmas.
I don't understand why it sold that many, really. It's a decent enough song, but you wouldn't say, you know, but that, I think that's the biggest selling song that's not a charity song in the UK. I don't know if it done anything in the States or not.
Weird. I wonder why that one.
Don't know.
That does nothing for me.
What did you want it to do for
you? Right, so this is Get It On. T-Rex is a song by the English glam rock group T-Rex, featured on their 1971 album Electric Warrior. Written by frontman Mark Bolan, Get It On was the second chart topper on the UK singles chart. It reached number 10 in the US. Wow.
Do you know much about T-Rex, Pauline?
I did wonder whether you know anything about
him. I don't know T-Rex very well.
He was kind of the sort of star of the 70s, wasn't he? He was a very good-looking bloke, and lots of women really. Women really liked him. I had a friend.
A weedy bloke, really, wasn't he?
There wasn't much of him, no. But he had sort of curly hair.
Did he have long hair? They all have long hair, don't they?
Yeah, he used to have sort of twinkles on his face and all that. He was really. Something when he came along.
Did you fancy him?
No.
No, he's never my cup. No, apparently not. I didn't. But I had a friend. She absolutely adored him. Absolutely loved everything about him. Had all his LPs, his singles, watched him on Top of the Pops, recorded it on VHF and played it back. Oh, you know, really, really absolute fan. And every time he went into her house.
Hang on, she recorded it on VHS in 1971. I don't think so, Wifey. She might have recorded him later on in the 80s.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But she did. She used to record him.
And are you talking about Sue Weggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the 80s. Well, he was still been on telly at that time. Mm. So carry on.
She always had a big thing about him.
A lot of people did, you know. He was one of them cult people. And people who look a bit like Gary Numan and... People who liked him really liked him.
Yeah, there was no grey areas. You either did or you didn't, really. A bit like Marmite.
I like Marmite.
We're all right.
Well, that's unusual, isn't it? All of us.
It repeats on you a bit, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, gives you heartburn, doesn't it?
Yeah. I like eating it, though, but I don't like an hour later.
All that dribble comes up in your mouth.
What?
You know the heartburn when you get acid?
I don't really get heartburn. I just...
Oh, when I was pregnant, it was terrible. And it used to come up in my mouth and then it...
Did you have cravings?
If only you could see her face.
Your mustard. Mustard was my craving.
What? Coleman's yellow mustard?
Yeah.
The hot
English
stuff.
English mustard. With everything. With every dinner, every... On
Did
toast.
Did you stick your finger in it and eat it?
And I didn't do that. I used to have it on toast in the morning. I used to have it on every dinner.
Did it not give you quite bad wind?
No, just remember heartburn.
Wow.
Not wind.
That's an unusual one, isn't it?
So, talking of fancy, who did you fancy in the 70s? Because is that your time? Is that
She fancied David Essex, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, don't pull a face like that. He was really sex on
your
legs back then.
Your mum and wife, you went to see him at Lewisham
Odeon. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
What does he sing? Does he sing We Are Sailing?
No, that's Rod Stewart.
Not even, David Essex. Not even the one with the funny voice.
I'm gonna make you a star.
Oh, yeah, I like that song. Yeah,
underneath the lamplight.
Shine by the window.
No, I don't know that.
Shine on me.
Rock on.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I always get it muddled up with. Leo Sayer.
Oh my God. He's the hated one. He's total
opposite
end of the scale.
Yeah, Leo Sayer is who I get in muddled. And they both got curly hair.
Well, Leo Sayer had curly hair. I mean,
when I was a kid, he used to get muddled up.
He was a good-looking fella.
He was
Essex.
Very sort of gypsy-like, big blue eye. Oh, he's just gorgeous. He was. He still looks nice now, even though he's got grey hair. I think he still looks debonair.
Hoy. He is just like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't say yeah, yeah. No. Just
oh, so he was your pin-up.
I liked
How
him.
Old was you in the '70s?
Oh, was I in the
70s? Well, it was 74 when Essex was really at his peak. Wifey would have been about 24. No, 27. No.
No, oh, in the 70s, I wasn't.
No, 74. She was only 17.
17, yeah.
Oh, you're still a baby.
I was only a little girl.
Oh, you were dancing queen, young.
I was.
Yeah, literally.
Every opportunity, I'd be up on the dance floor. I used to do the embarrassing... that embarrassing mum walk. You know what they always say about the mum walk? That you don't wait till you get on the dance floor before you dance. You're actually dancing as you're walking up there. You just can't help it.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I can't help it. And I will carry on doing it. And I don't care. As long as it makes people smile, makes me happy.
So did you two meet in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so the 70s holds a lot for your heart.
Christmas 74, we met.
Yeah.
Oh, you before I was born. But you didn't like him much, did you, when you met him?
No, it was
didn't
awful.
Didn't fancy him at all.
Greaseball.
Oh,
well, he was in his work overalls all covered in grease from the buses.
Well, you didn't think cool.
Not at all, no.
She did.
He didn't rip open his
overalls.
His overalls with a hairy chest hanging out and big muscles. He was not like that.
Oh.
As soon as the opening bit
She was only
up.
17.
I was young and sweet and led astray by an older man.
Older man, 20?
Yeah, he was still older than me. Cradle snatching he was, Pauline. Cradle snatching.
When we got married, I was 20. Hang on, when did we get married? I was 22, wifey was 17.
That is so young.
But we're still together.
Yeah, it worked. It was the right thing. But yeah, 17,
they always said
what
it wouldn't.
Did your mum say when you said I wanted to get married? You're only 17.
She
I'd
didn't.
Hate
well, she didn't want me to. Obviously, she didn't like Dave very much anyway.
Oh yeah.
How old were you when you got married, Pauline?
I was 28.
Were you?
27. I was either 27 or 28.
I didn't realize you were
so
old.
Yeah, we were together quite a while before. What?
That's normal for now.
What about Chris? He's only just got married. Now he's 43.
Well, what did I say then? I said.
I didn't realize you were that old.
No, that old when you got married.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's not old.
No, I mean, it is. I thought you know, it was only about 22, 23.
He's just digging himself into a bigger hole, isn't he?
No, I mean, you looked young when you got married.
I was young. I always look young. I look young now, don't I, Dave? Don't look 46.
No,
not at all. You can always be lying.
You're an arsehole.
What about ABBA? Do we like ABBA?
Oh, yes. This is, well... I'm so obvious, aren't I? But
so what did you think of Mamma Mia?
Well, the film.
Well, the film.
Not the song.
Yeah. Not meaning to bring up theatre, because I feel like I talk about theatre too much. But I saw it at the theatre before I saw the film.
Right.
And the film let me down, because I so loved the show.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Mamma Mia?
Nope.
You have to be joking.
Well, the film, we've seen the film. We started to watch the film, we gave up after a quarter of an hour.
Oh, there you go.
You've already dozed off.
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah, the film, I can take or leave. I love the music in it,
but some people love it. I mean, I've had people at work going, oh, I can't believe you haven't seen it. And yeah. It's fantastic and, yeah.
In the next one, Cher turns up as the nan.
Well, she's done a lot of
she's
acting.
Done, I like Cher. Yeah, I really like Cher.
But you just.
She must be getting on a bit now.
I was going to say,
but she doesn't look it.
But she looks like she's 28.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But she can't smile. She can't smile or frown.
No. Or bend over. She jokes about that herself, though, don't she?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's the one that first sort of started that, the major ball rolling as far as plastic surgery goes.
Was it Cher that sung, I'll get everything wrong, but did she do the duet with Elton John?
No, that was Kiki D. Oh,
that don't go breaking my heart.
It's Kiki D. Oh,
did Cher do a duet with someone?
She probably has done that. Yeah, Sunny.
Her husband.
Oh, Sunny, that's the one I'm thinking, That's the one I'm thinking of. Sunny, I like that song.
Do you know what year that song came out?
No, I ain't got a clue.
1965.
Bloody hell, I didn't realise it's that old.
And people are still doing it karaoke.
Oh,
and we'll
love
still
that.
Be doing it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant song. But I like the Kiki D one as well.
Oh, I don't. Do you like that song?
No. When she comes in her dungarees, I'm like, what is this, a children's programme?
Yeah, it's like play school, is it?
Yeah.
I like all the stuff you hate. I tell you what other duet I'd really like. Dolly Parton and...
Oh, you like that one.
Oh, who's the bloke she...
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, what's their duet?
Island in the Stream.
Oh, I love that. It must be Gavin Stacey.
I used to do that in a line dance years ago.
That's a good song.
Absolutely love it. And you can't help sing along with it.
I was in
the office the other day. I was the only one in there. And it was so quiet. I was really busy. And I thought, I'll put some music on. Put Spotify on and play some of my favourites.
I've got an advert for Heinz tomato soup.
Oh, and that came on. Yeah, and that came on.
Oh, it's
Heinz tomato soup.
And I found myself singing it and then realised there was someone standing behind me going, you haven't got a singing voice, have you, Jack? And I went, no, but I like it.
Yeah, I love that. But Dancing Queen, ABBA, I love ABBA. I love Dancing Queen.
When did we first see ABBA?
What do you mean?
Well, when did we first see
ABBA? Was it not at the Eurovision?
It was, yeah. 1974.
What song was that then?
Waterloo.
Oh, see, I love that one as well. Would you say they're a guilty pleasure? Are they a group you shouldn't admit to liking when you do?
I think they're more of a woman's group than a man's group. Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely. I think so as well, yeah. I think there's more women.
Even though
like
she had the best bum in Europe.
That's all he kept going
on. Well, everyone always liked the blonde one, didn't they?
Agnesa, well, obviously, because she's blonde, isn't she?
Well, no, that
plus
shouldn't make no difference.
She used to wear them white, tight trousers. And she had,
God, he remembers her well, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, everyone does. That's what he
no,
said.
No, everyone does.
She's got the best. Why? There must have been some good bums in America because she only had the best bum in Europe.
No, I love everything about they've just brought some new music out, haven't they? Or they're going to be bringing new music out.
I'm not sure about that.
What do you mean? You're not sure?
Well, it's not going to be the same, is it?
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No,
you?
That's true. But we was on holiday once in Corfu and
we've been there about 10 times.
Well, on this occasion there was an ABBA lookalike, wasn't there, group.
They had an ABBA tribute. But they didn't have the blokes, they just had the two girls. Now I don't know if I'm gonna be racist here.
Oh, what are you gonna say?
Because one of the girls was black.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange for Swedish ABBA, isn't it? But I mean, it didn't really matter. She could see all right.
No, I do
see what
you're saying.
It was a bit
saying.
Straight. They come out as ABBA and thought, oh.
And it was just the two of them. Mind you, they had some blooming great outfits, didn't they? They kept going off and changing their clothes. Really
their
outfit.
Outfits are amazing.
Yeah, really 70s.
Oh, it's
though,
so amazing. Everything about
and that thing,
ABBA.
I'll tell you the best thing about ABBA ever was Muriel's Wedding when them two girls got up and done Waterloo.
Yeah.
The one who's Toni Collette, the one who's Muriel. Her face during that. I just think I could watch it over and over again.
He did. When we watched it, he went, I've got to play that back and watch it.
So good. So do you like ABBA? Are you actually an ABBA fan? You're saying it's more of a woman's. You're a bloke.
I wouldn't say I was. I mean, I could probably get half a dozen songs of theirs I like or don't mind. But
you wouldn't turn them off, though, would you?
What about Winner Takes It All?
That's, I love that. Oh, that's my favourite.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites that it is.
Oh, the one where he says, give me a man of the midnight.
Oh, I like that.
The video
one,
of it, where it's like shining around these, like a skyscraper, isn't it?
I don't remember no videos.
And it comes on, and then it comes on, and it, she's there, and suddenly she turns around, give me a man of the midnight. Yeah, I like that.
of course he does.
I can see how talented they are.
Their name's Benny and Bjorn. They're so talented.
Yeah.
They wrote everything, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, plus they, I don't know if they've ever done any covers. I can't think of one, but I know when they sort of split and that, they done a bit of show stuff, didn't they, with Weber, Andrew
well,
Lloyd
that's
Webber.
What they did, Mamma Mia.
Was it Chess?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They done something with him anyway. I'm not really into shows, but I'm sure they did.
Do you spend all of your waking moments watching reality TV? Well, you're in good company. I'm Will.
And I'm Marissa. And we're the hosts of Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails, a new weekly podcast that covers the ever so entertaining and cringy world of reality television.
Each week, we'll be raising our glasses and diving into the latest drama and chaos from our favorite reality TV shows.
From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor. You've got all your reality favorites covered.
So grab a drink and join us as we clink our glasses to the hilarious and delightful train wrecks of reality TV.
Subscribe now to Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails on your favorite podcast platform.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I know I said Sweet Caroline is top, but perhaps I shouldn't have said that, because when I am listening to them all, I'm thinking, oh, this is me top. No, this is me top.
Don't it always, for me, it's what mood I'm in as well. Yeah. Sometimes I think, I'm never tired of listening to this song. Now the times, and I think when it plays, I'm really happy. And then later on, I think,
one of these I can't stand. Super Trooper Purr.
I know what you mean, we used to call it pooper scooper,
didn't we? Yeah. With a pooper purr, scooper purr.
That probably is my least favourite. And I used to love that. I do remember a couple of videos, and one always facing the other way, and one in that direction, and they'd swap where their faces go.
Yeah, it's a bit naff, weren't it? But it was the 70s, I mean. Over 40 years ago, so things are going to look a bit naff. Yeah,
oh, I love it, though. I really love it.
I can see why they're so popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do that great in America, I don't think. This is their only number one in America.
Now, I would imagine Americans like loving these.
Hmm. But they're only number one in the States. I think they had about six
over
here.
Weird, isn't it?
Or eight. Yeah, it is a bit strange. I reckon we should do this.
What time is it?
Question time!
Oh,
Jack,
God.
You didn't join in.
Sorry, I've been playing this game, have I?
As it's, oh, so you don't listen to them then?
No, of course I don't.
Right, well, I'm going to let you pull out the question.
I get forced to listen to them in the car. Ties me in with my seatbelt.
I'll tell you what's really sad.
What's that?
In my podcast, I do a rundown of a top 30 from 1 week of any year, like we've done a week in week in 74 and a week in 69. And wifey does it with me.
Yeah.
But we listen to ourselves going along in the car. So we sit in the car listening to ourselves.
Listening to a podcast that you just
Is that sad?
A little bit, if I've got to be honest.
A bit unique, I think.
It's nice to hear what other people are listening to and thinking, God, I sound rough.
Right, at least you don't sound high-pitched like me. Only dogs can hear me.
Are you high-pitched? I don't know.
Right,
you've got one. Who wrote it?
L.
Oh, it's Lewis, one of Lewis's.
Oh, okay. It's not your dad then, Leslie.
No.
Okay, let's have it.
Right, who's going first?
No, we just do it.
Lewis wants to know, what film would you have liked to have been on the set of when making it?
Oh.
Film I'd like to be on the set of. Well, obviously for me, Hard Day's Night's an obvious one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would have enjoyed that no end. Thing is, I was thinking of a set in a studio, like, you know, but they have these big locations now, don't they?
It's not just a studio now, is it? I mean, Vegas. What, have they done films in Vegas? Because I'd love to go to Vegas.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, they must have. Oh, Sister Act was at Vegas on the Strip, wasn't it, when they went?
Ocean's 11.
They're not saying location, film locations. What film?
Yeah, what film? Oh, God, that's quite odd. I could say Obvious Sound of Music, but I'm trying to think out the box of a film
A bit difficult. You weren't even born, was you? But,
no.
But you, any film is...
Because I'm so young still, compared to you two.
This bitch. What about you, Ivy? Do you think of a film you'd like to be on the set of?
I don't know. I wouldn't have minded being on Jurassic Park just to see how they did it.
And but there wouldn't have been nothing to see. No, that would have been boring.
Two people looking at a green
screen. Just shouting her down. Why don't we just shouting her down?
But yeah, you'd understand that though, didn't you?
I mean,
you wouldn't see nothing, would you? Just some people doing ducking.
I think you actually shouted her down before I did.
I know, I think I did. Sorry, Jack.
I don't know. That's quite a...
Three Amigos might have been a laugh.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking what really made me laugh.
What about Forrest Gump? Because I love Tom Hanks. And that's like meant to be in loads of different places.
Would you not have been in the old Pulp Fiction doing the boogie on the...
That would have been ideal. Yeah, yeah. I want to be her doing that dance with him.
With Travolta.
Oh, that's perfect answer for me. Yeah, thanks.
That's all right, I haven't got one on my own.
You've got one. Yeah, I want to be her doing the dance with John Travolta.
I thought it was Debbie Does Dallas.
No, Dave.
No!
Can you imagine? That might have been interesting.
No.
Dave, your wife's sitting there.
I'm used to it. Yeah. My name's Debbie, by the way. I still can't think.
Debbie Does Dartford.
That's more like it. I can't think of one that I would.
What's your favourite film of all time? Oh, you told me that because it was
a question.
I was just looking at Lewis's writing here.
No, that's my writing.
Oh, is it?
He was shouting it out and I wrote him down.
And you couldn't spell set, could you? You had to do it again.
All right, well, embarrass me.
My favourite film is This Happy Breed, which is an old...
So I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you'd like that, I think.
I think you would like it.
It's made in the late 40s, and it's about a family... It's in colour, and it's about a family who move into this house in London, isn't it?
Mm.
They move into this house in a street, and...
The first scene is...
First scene is the front door.
The letterbox.
Yeah, and the... They come in and they're moving in. And then they... What did they do to the cat?
Put butter on his paws because it stops them running away, apparently. It was an old wives' tale, but...
You should do that to
Or maybe they can find their way back. No, he won't. They have to get lost. And it goes through and kids get married and daughter disappears and...
The war comes along.
Yeah, war comes along. And then it ends... With them moving out of the house. 10, 15 years later.
And door shuts and they're gone.
You should watch it.
That does sound like my cup of tea, actually. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I want to watch that film and count how many times I say, oh, let's have a nice cup of tea. Oh, come on then, Fred, let's have a nice cup of tea then. Cup of tea.
Yeah, if all over and no mistake.
It's just, I love it. I absolutely love
We've
it.
We've actually got it downstairs on we the have, old
I'm
playlist.
I'm waiting to sit and watch it.
Yeah. We have seen it about six times.
I know, but
it's a Sunday afternoon film.
Oh, I love a Sunday afternoon, especially if it's really pouring with rain outside.
But you like an old movie, don't you?
Oh,
like,
I do, yeah.
You don't dislike it. I still haven't come up with a film. Maybe I should say that'll be the day so that I could meet David Essex.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I would never have come home.
You mean you would have dumped old Dave?
Yeah, Dave for Dave, yeah.
Oh, Jack.
She wouldn't have done.
No.
I would.
She might have.
How could you turn that man down? He's just beautiful.
We're not coming up with very good answers here for this question, are we? I think it's one you have to have a bit of time to think about.
Because
we're not off the cuff merchants, are we?
No.
One of his questions is really good. somewhere. Too late. But that's mine. I think Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, the old Buddy Holly thing.
Yeah. Or even Dirty Dancing. No, not Dirty Dancing. Well, yeah, Dirty Dancing. Yeah, Patrick Swayze could do the lift. Oh, no, wouldn't he break his back? I'm thinking Grease. I bet that would be a good laugh to be in.
Yeah, not for me either.
Oh, God's sake.
I can't really think of a film that I'd really like to have. Obviously.
Oh, I mean, Sound of Music will be your one.
Yeah, mine would be
A Hard Day's Night. So what is your one with him, Wifey? What about the Commitments?
Oh, I love the Commitments.
Oh, you love
that.
And
the music as well. I mean,
yeah, but I might have to sing, and that would kill it. Stand
you, dead. You'll be you're starring in it.
No, I would. I'd like that.
That's taking it a step further, didn't she?
What? What do you mean?
Well, you're on the set watching. Not starring in the film.
Yeah, I'd be
singing.
I'd be singing and dancing along. I'd be in the crowd. I would like to be in the crowd dancing to when they're singing. That's, yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that one. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so.
Thank you for that point.
I think it's about time we had a little go at the old Get It On by T-Rex. Now, you don't know much about them, Paulie.
No, I don't know. Anything.
But you do know this song. You've heard.
Oh, I know this song. I know the song well. And do you know what? It's a bit flat.
What?
It's got a great opening, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Like you say, the opening has got me gripped, and I'm there, and I'm excited for the song. Then it's a letdown after that. It don't.
Well, the other thing is as well with any of the T-Rex songs, if you actually listen to the words, they don't make any sense. So they used to say that he was a pop poet. But so yeah, your duty's sweet, and you're my girl. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, some old
prosy. A lot of songs have got nonsense lyrics, and yeah. I don't mind nonsense lyrics.
No, I don't either, but that's what you say. He was a pop poet because he used to come out with these real Ride a White Swan. I mean,
I don't know that one, Ride a White Swan.
Yeah, it's one of his other.
Yeah, that was his first biggie. Well, his first biggie. They were called Tyrannosaurus Rex to begin with.
But then that's changed. A bit of a mouthful, wouldn't it? To be
that's the full
that?
Title, wouldn't it? They cut it to T-Rex,
yeah,
make it easier.
I can understand
and
their
first it was Deborah. Remember Deborah?
Deborah. Yeah.
And then they changed their name to just T-Rex. And that was their first biggie, Ride a White Swan. But I think this song is no better or no worse than their other.
Oh, no,
Hot
it's
Love,
not.
Telegram Sam, Metal Guru, oh, Children of the Revolution.
Yeah, some of them are absolute paints. But
do you like this one?
Yeah, I like it. I wouldn't turn it off if it was on me Spotify.
I think I would be halfway through and then I'd think, right, I've had enough. And then I've gone to my next song.
It is quite repetitive.
It doesn't keep me.
But the thing is, I can, while he's singing that, he's on Top of the Pops, I can see him in my head on stage with his glitter on his face and wearing some very strange clothes, lots of colours.
They had a real hot streak because from Ride a White Swan, they had 8 singles and 4 got to number 1 in the UK and the other 4 stayed at number 2. So,
oh, they did.
So no lower than 2 for 8.
So it makes you wonder what would have happened because he was killed in a car crash.
I'm not near off what he's going to say, airplane crash.
No, in a car crash.
In 77s in a yellow Mini, wasn't
he? How old was he? Must have been young.
It was 1977. I don't know, really. 30, 32, something like that.
I don't think he was that old.
I don't know, he was around a while. I mean, he was making stuff in 1967.
Mm.
He was like a folk singer. And then he sort of totally changed and discovered himself as this.
So it makes you wonder what he would have gone on to. Would he have reproduced himself?
Reinvented.
Their big rivalry, their big rivalry was with Slade. You know, Slade.
Oh, I love Slade.
Yeah,
For about
3 years, they were the big two. I mean, Slade had about 6 UK number ones.
Mm, yeah.
So, I mean, that was the big... I was more a Slade man at the time, but now I find Slade a bit dated, apart from the Christmas one.
I only really know the Christmas one.
Actually, I think their slower ones have aged better.
Yeah, they have, definitely.
Every day and Far, Far Away.
Far, Far Away is good.
The Come On, Feel the Noise and Squeeze Me, Please Me stuff.
And the fact that they misspelt all the words on their songs.
Yeah, they always, always had a letter the wrong
N-O-Z
way around.
N-O-Z and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they just...
Yeah.
Because I Love You was C-O-Z, yeah.
Come On and Feel the Noise was C-U-M on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just can't... And I'm sure that made a few children think that they were dyslexic. But
it's a bit confusing though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, they were sort of... I really liked them. And you could always get up and boogie to a good old Slade song. Always. Couldn't you?
Yeah, especially the Christmas one.
That is the main...
Yeah.
Slade one that I know.
I wonder if Noddy can still do it.
Well, he don't. He left the group about 10, 15 years ago and they're still touring with Dave Hill with someone else doing the Noddy Older vocals. And I mean,
that wouldn't be the same.
Well,
though,
I don't know. I don't know how good he is or how bad he is. I don't know. But he must sound something like him. You couldn't have a normal vocalist, could you?
No, you know, when Queen were going round and they had that bloke doing Freddie Mercury. Do you know who I mean? And he was just like Freddie Mercury. Oh,
yeah, it's the bloke out of Free.
Yeah, I know. I can't think what his name is.
Paul Rogers.
That might be him. But he was just like Freddie Mercury. He sounded like him.
Now, I'll tell you, done a good Freddie Mercury vocal. They done like a Queen special after Freddie Mercury died, quite a long way after he died. Went straight after, and they had different people coming on doing vocals for different songs. And your old mate Tom came along.
Yeah,
and he'd done it for, I don't feel sorry he'd done that, but he was outstanding.
Was it?
Yeah, very good. You know Keane, didn't you?
Yeah, I know Keane. Yeah.
I saw them live.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I bet they were good.
At the Brixton Academy. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. Everybody was singing. Everybody. Yeah, it was wild. I loved it.
Wild.
But you had to stand up. There's no sitting down at Brixton. Oh, there wasn't.
Wild
then.
Chick.
So by the time I came out, I could hardly bend my legs because you were on the slope.
Madonna.
And it was really uncomfortable. And I did have a very large German man in front of me in a very long leather coat. Oh. And I couldn't see anything because he came and stood in front of me. So I tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, I can't see." And he went, "That's all right, pick me up, shove me in front of him."
Yeah, well, that's nice.
He was enormous, this bloke, absolutely enormous. It's like a door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was thinking.
Oh, look, what's happening here?
What's happening?
Pauline versus
Wifey.
Oh, bloody hell, I've got no chance. You're one of the brain boxes in the family.
I am not.
I can't even beat Bob.
Right, as we're at short notice, and Bob's not here, because obviously this won't count in Pauline versus Bob.
Unless she wins. If she wins, it counts.
I thought we'd just do it as a...
You probably will.
I won't, Jane, because you're a brain box.
A bit of fun. We're just going to do a family fortunes. Okay?
All right, yeah.
Right, let's see who goes first then.
Oh, heads.
Oh, you know
I thought you might have done Wifey because she's never here.
Heads.
Heads. What, was you go first or second?
Go first, get it out of the way.
Sorry. Okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 each.
Ooh.
Oh, pass me Gump over. Just a tradition, you know.
That one.
I've got your
Did you ring my bell?
You can ring my bell.
Anytime, love.
Ring my bell.
Ding, ding.
Anita Ward.
Oh.
Right, let's do it. You got first wifey, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Name is 5 answers. Whoever gets the highest one up gets the point. Name a style of ballroom dancing.
Tango.
Top answer.
Oh. I would have said waltz.
You're going to get smashed.
I know, I can't even think of it. He's a fico.
She's not.
Right, Pauline.
Yeah.
Name something people accidentally leave in a taxi.
Coat.
Coat. Fifth answer.
Oh, well,
so what have you got 4 to choose from?
Umbrella.
Yes!
Ooh,
one all. Handbag was my other one.
4th was purse. 3 was bag, 2 was wallet, and 1 was...
Glasses.
Gloves.
Mobile phone.
Oh, I thought it was old.
Bang up the day, I am.
Oh, of course you are, sweetheart, yeah.
1968.
Right, wifey, apart from swimming, name a sport where you can get wet. Today will be good.
Oh, shush. What about diving?
Diving?
Does that
count? I thought that would count as swimming.
Second answer. Ooh. Right, you've got to get the top one, Pauline.
It's all gone quiet.
Well, like, in my head I'm thinking synchronised swimming, but that's not swimming, that's dancing, isn't it?
I don't want to know what it is, and I want to know what it is. 5 seconds.
Synchronised swimming.
Sport, that's not a sport.
Well, it's in the Olympics, isn't it?
Well, if he goes 2-1 up. 5 was water skiing. 4 rowing. 3 surfing. Oh, yeah. Wifey's
diving. You're
not
supposed to get wet when you're rowing.
That's a load of bollocks because you don't. Sorry.
A load of what?
You don't get wet.
All the day.
Do you?
You should do this sport with splashing around when you.
Well, when you're rowing a boat.
So you get a boat. Row 5 miles up the road, you don't have any water on you. You're
no, but I was thinking wet.
Yeah. And the one you needed, water polo.
Oh, I thought of water polo, but then I thought.
Pauline.
Yeah.
Name something that you flip?
Coin.
Number two answer. Oh. Whatever, you can steal it.
I can think of one more. It was my other option, but I didn't say it. And I bet it's it.
A beer mat.
Can I tell you what I was going to say?
Yeah.
Pancake.
Top answer. Oh,
see, I always go with the
one. We still want it anyway.
Five lid, flip your lid. Cards, an egg.
I thought we were cards as well, but...
We were flipping beer mats.
We were. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's, you know...
What?
What?
That's what?
What if it's 2-2, Desmond? Name something that you associate with school.
Oh, I love school.
Well, if it's, is it modern or is it not modern?
Well, obviously it's modern, isn't it?
School. Teachers.
Top answer. You're out. God's
sake. Sorry, Pauline.
From the bottom, learning, children, homework, books, teachers.
See, I think what goes through my head, because obviously I'm older, I was thinking of milk.
Milk?
Milk. Dinner bell.
Did you have free milk in schools?
No,
I think that's not for you then. We used to have, in the summer, you used to get free, a third of a pint it was. You used to get a third of, right up to about, when I was in about the third or fourth year in secondary school. So when I was about sort of 13. And you used to have a break, a milk break.
Yeah.
And,
So you just stopped school and had a pint of
milk? Yeah, they bring the milk in.
Yeah, milk monitors. You used to have two kids go and get the milk.
Carry the crate.
When I was in primary school, it was in little bottles. And then secondary school was in cartons. And, but it was all right in winter, but in summer it was all hot and it was all curdled.
And it was gold top. So you'd have that thick layer of cream. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, you know you stopped it, didn't you?
Mrs.
Thatcher. Oh,
Margaret Thatcher, did she?
But it was all to stop children's, you know, help their bones, you know. Those kids that were poor and didn't get a lot of food. It was all.
It's a good idea then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember the knit nurse.
Yep.
Well, the schools are so tough now, they get a beer break, don't they? Cranks a beer turn up. Right, whose go is this? Pauline's going. Right, besides a plane, name something man-made that flies.
Helicopter.
Second answer.
Oh, I just never can get there, can I?
You can steal it. You have to whisper.
Well, there's a few.
I only want one.
Frisbee.
Frisbee. For five is a spaceship. Four, hot air balloon. Three, hand glider.
I was going to say, I thought
two, helicopter. Number one is a kite. Right, it's 3-3.
Well, a frisbee's sort of like a kite without
nothing
a bit of string.
Nothing like it. Right, Wifey. Name something you might tie a ribbon around.
Ooh, you know what I thought of straight away? I'm not going to say that. Hair.
Number two. You can steal it.
Are you going to say it?
Well, I was going to say it, but is that going to be everyone? Would everyone say it?
I don't know.
Round the old oak tree. Would people have said that? Oh.
No.
I tried it anyway.
For his finger. Oh, sorry. Tree was number three.
Was it? Oh, yeah,
I was so shocked you were right.
First thing that we both looked at each other with,
Three, two hair, one, a present. Fair enough,
isn't it? Yeah.
Right, it's three all.
Ribbon. You don't put ribbon. It's
yeah.
Well, not that I'm the type
not
of
unless you're
I'm
totally
thinking.
Mental.
Wifey.
Yes.
Give me another word for, I think I might have got the scores wrong here, aren't I? Because we've had seven, it's only three all, right. Oh, I didn't read that one. Okay. Right, for your wifey, give me another word for tall. T-A-L-L.
Lofty.
Lofty. Okay, this is a definite steal now. Only got five to choose from.
Large.
Lanky.
Just sneaked in there. Fifth on the list.
Long.
Large.
Lanky.
Lanky. Big. Long. High. Oh. Right, Pauline, you're running ahead.
You're in the lead, love.
Name the perfect place to read a book.
Oh dear. No.
Oh. Now, do I go with that one that might be obvious that everyone would say, or do I go with my perfect place? Could I go with my bed?
That was what I was going to say.
Top answer.
Yay!
She's racing away. Under a tree, beach, lounge, library, bed.
I was going to say library because I thought perhaps everyone would
around the pool weren't there.
Well, it does say bed. Not bed.
Lounge.
No, that's a lounge.
I thought it was lounger.
Right, wifey.
Yes.
You need this one, otherwise you've had it.
Oh, dear.
Name the first thing you eat in the morning.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, That Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Toast.
Top answer. Fifth porridge, four fruit, three breakfasts, two cereal. Toast is top.
I was going to say toothpaste.
Right, Pauline, for the match. You
go
ready?
Pauline, go.
Come on.
Name something that a farmer grows.
Oh, but what would be the top?
Why are you doing that with your hands?
I don't know, but that's obviously
you know
the
I'm
top.
Like.
She's pointing her hands together and sort of pushing them together.
Corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Top answer. Yay! It's all over.
It is now.
Pauline, six. Wifey,
oh,
four.
Oh, do you know what?
There you go, Sue.
I've won and it don't count.
I think
count.
You should count
oh,
it.
Oh, please count it. It's Bob's 48 now.
I didn't lose it on purpose.
Can we check with him? I don't mean right now. I mean, can we not check with him? Because
she needs it. She did it. She did good. The girl done good. And if Bob had been here, she still would have won.
No. I'm afraid not, Pauline. You beat Wifey 1-0.
She's going to storm out now. You'll never see her.
She can't. She can't get past me.
She'll be climbing over the table.
I think we should check with Bob and see if he'd mind. If you don't mind, then it can be a point to me.
No, I'll make the rules here, I'm afraid.
Oh, do you?
Can you have a bit of a heart?
No, he hasn't got a heart. But I haven't got a heart.
Yvonne, can you message Dave in our family telling him he's been out of order, please?
That is Family Fortunes. Have you seen the clips from the American Family Feud on YouTube?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I have a long time ago. I'm not remembering it very well, but I know
Steve
they're
Harvey.
Funny.
I mean, the one where the family, another word for mother.
Yeah, and I've not seen that.
And she goes, is it?
Mum, Ma, they did that. And then they get to this woman and she goes, Nan.
And she goes, and then it comes back to her. She goes, Nana. And then she goes, no, have another go. She goes, no.
And then she goes, no.
He gets more, it's unbelievable.
He's wetting himself, absolutely wetting himself.
But he's funny, that bloke.
Yeah, Steve Harvey, yeah. He used to be a stand-up comic, didn't he?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's got the face of a stand-up comic, come on. He makes you laugh just looking at him. He's such a happy chappy.
Now, we're having our bathroom done at the moment.
Wifey,
you're not happy about all this mess, are you?
Oh, God, I hate dust. It. Absolutely hate it. The whole house is covered in dust. There's no point in doing it because every time you wipe it, it's back 5 minutes later. Anyone got any ideas?
You do seem a bit stressed.
I am stressed.
Yeah.
I'm stressed at work. I'm stressed at home.
Oh, Jack, you need a holiday.
I do need a holiday, but I'm saving myself for next year when it's safer. That's the plan, to go somewhere where the sun's shining, when you haven't got to have pay for extra tests before you go and when you get back and then you've got to isolate. No, don't want none of that. I want to do it normally. And I'm hoping by next year we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, we'll be able to.
And we're going to go back to sunny Corfu, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We can't wait.
I can't wait to sit by around that pool with my books and
feel that warmth of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Stuff to listen to.
Down the beach, sardines at lunchtime.
Big decision of the day, beach or pool. Paul.
Paul, yeah. Sand is annoying, isn't it?
Oh, no, we like the beach as well.
Oh, no, I don't like beach, but if I've got to choose.
What do you like down the beach, Wifey?
I love the waves.
She loved the waves. That's jumping up and down the waves. Oh.
But I did have a bit of an accident once, and Dave saved my life. He did save my life.
What, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Is this a wind-up? I'm so gullible.
We went running into the sea together, as you do.
Oh, what romantic, holding
your hand. Come on, Dave. Come on, we've got to go. We've got to go. No, so I dragged him in with me. He didn't really want to go. But anyway, in we went, and we're jumping up in the waves and diving through them and just generally, and then something caught me.
Not me.
It was another wave, and there was an undercurrent. So it took my feet from under me. And I ended up feeling like I was in a washing machine. I was just going round and round and round.
I bet you was panicking.
I was thinking, honestly, I'm going to die. I'm just going to die here. And I was waiting for it to hit my head on a rock. You know, that all that goes through your head. Yeah. And I was just going around. And then the next minute I was aware of my swimming costume choking me because he grabbed hold of the arm of it, which was all he could probably get hold of. And he tugged me out, didn't you? Saved me.
Was you scared?
No, I was cool and calculating.
Well, he had an opportunity there, didn't he? Could have held my head under.
Yes.
The insurance money, see, that teacher. You could have been living with some dolly bird now in some penthouse place. Oh, look.
Oh, look,
he's
gutted.
Instead of being with the greatest person ever, that's me.
You are, Jack.
Nothing like self-praise, is there, eh?
No, why not?
Blimey.
Well, you don't praise me, so I've got to.
Yeah, we've just been talking about summer and holidays and beaches and pools, but now we're at the opposite end, and we're heading towards winter, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I quite like winter.
The English winter.
Yeah. I prefer summer, if I've got to choose. I like being warm, but Christmas and cosy, and if it's raining outside and it's all cosy indoors.
Can I just say
decorations?
Two words?
What?
Bar humbug.
Oh, Jackie.
I don't know, not
twinkly lights and excitement.
No.
I don't mind it if it was the 12 days of Christmas. I could live with that. But when you get the supermarkets with the carols in October.
Well, they're already doing it.
I
heard my first Christmas advert as well on the...
Oh, I saw it last week, first Christmas advert.
That's just wrong.
That's just crazy.
We haven't even hit November yet.
I feel sorry for these women in the supermarkets. I really do.
What, because they go home humming them.
Captured audience, haven't they? They're just stuck there.
When I worked in Argos, it would just go round and round around the same CD. I think November's fine to be to start with the whole Christmas atmosphere.
No, it shouldn't start until at least the end of November. Beginning of December month is the Christmas month.
Maybe firework night done, next day Christmas. Yeah.
So what do you go Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I love Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping.
Where'd you go, Blue Water?
Yeah, I used to go Lakeside. I used to love going Lakeside.
Maybe I'll have to come Christmas shopping with you and see if I can find some Christmas spirit.
Two years ago, it was about 2 weeks before Christmas, and Lewis kept saying, not meaning to bring him up, but he's who I live with, so. And he was saying, I'm going to start my Christmas shopping. And opened up the laptop. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I've done. Everyone just looked online for everything. Where is the spirit in that?
I do agree.
There's no atmosphere. There's no excitement. No. It's just how boring. Open the laptop, do your shopping, shut the laptop. It gets delivered to the door.
But some people would prefer that. They don't want to trawl around the shops. I quite like a trawl around the shops. I'm not over enthusiastic about it.
Oh, it's the park.
I want to see the
that.
Tree or the, you know, in the centres. I want to see the tree and the Father Christmas.
All
and
right,
the
Dave.
Decorations.
I'm going to go Christmas shopping with Paul.
Yeah, I love it.
And we'll get Vic along.
Oh, Vic will love it, won't she?
And we'll see.
She loves Christmas.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah, and maybe the two of you can make me like it.
Yeah, we will.
What about Halloween and bonfire night? Do they do anything?
No, I'm not fussed about them at all.
No.
Not even in the slightest.
We always go out Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sunday this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we are going out, though, aren't we?
We are going out for a meal at lunchtime.
Yeah, lunchtime. Did you know that, Jack?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you looked at me as if saying, where are we going?
We're going to the really nice roasty place. Oh, my God, the food.
Nice roast dinner on a Sunday.
To that.
Beautiful roast dinner. I loved it when we went there.
What's the best part of a roast dinner?
Oh, the roast potatoes.
Definitely. Yeah, I think they make it.
Yeah. Well, as long as they're done right. I mean, Jack does lovely roast potatoes.
I
do like the parsnips.
Yeah, I like parsnips.
Well, this one place does a really good cauliflower cheese, not macaroni cheese, cauliflower cheese that goes with it. It is heavenly. Love it.
Don't know if I want that on my roast cheese.
You will when you tasted it. It is just superb. I could have eaten the whole plate on my own.
And what's the meat?
Oh, chicken every time.
Chicken?
I love chicken. Chicken's my favourite.
Yeah, you've lived on chicken.
Oh, yeah. Lamb for me.
Yeah,
lamb,
I know you've always... Sauce. You've always been a bit of a lammy. I prefer beef myself. As long as it's not tough as old boots, I like it slightly pink.
Do you have mustard with your beef?
Yeah, if there's mustard available, I will. Horseradish I like with it as well.
Yeah, that's nice. So do you like turkey? Oh,
yeah, I love turkey. As long as it's really moist, because sometimes it can be dry as old boots.
Yeah. 1 year, so I was still with my ex then, and he used to do the Christmas dinner. Dad was coming over. Like Lewis was there, and they all don't like turkey. So I was absolutely gutted because we had lamb on Christmas Day.
That's not right, is it?
That's what I said.
No, you got a turkey.
But because they're not bothered about turkey at all, they all don't like it, or not fussed about it. And then they thought, well, let's have lamb. That's our favourite meat. Why does it have to be turkey? Just because it's Christmas?
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because it's Christmas.
Absolutely. I was gutted. It's not right.
No, I ain't. But anyway, this is right. Oh, I've got to find it. Wrong? I can't find it.
Diary.
Right, it is Monday, the 18th of October, and a tradition is back. Late for work, 9:35.
Oh, I thought he was playing tennis.
That's a good late, isn't it? This is a strange one. At night, go up library. Get back, stay in, watch TV and play records. What was I doing in the library?
Can't imagine you going to the library at that age.
Was you looking at the newspapers? Was there no standard that night? You want to see the football scores?
On a Monday? Saturday.
Well, yeah, they could have been on strike.
Are you a baseball fan? Do you watch movies, TV, or are you curious about the lives of professional baseball players or people in the entertainment industry? Then Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks is the podcast for you. Hosted by Jeff Santo, a writer-director and son of a Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player, this podcast comes out every other Thursday with extraordinary guest interviews and surprise Cracker Jack guests. It's fun, it's emotional. It's Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks.
Nah, I don't think so. It must be something particular I went to the library for. Is it even go up library?
Did you have a library ticket?
Well, I suppose, because you don't have to go. I used to do my homework in the library when I've done it. But yeah, that's a bit of a strange one. That would go down as a mystery, that, because I can't imagine why I would have gone to the library.
Well, you used to go to the library when you didn't have a job while you're back. You used to go to the library and do research, didn't you? He loves a bit of reading. And
I used to have a thing about Lizzie Borden, the murder case. Did you know that one?
No, not.
Oh, you need to read that.
Yeah, it's 1860s, was it?
It's really old.
Fall River, Massachusetts. And she was just like a normal girl.
Victorian kind of dress.
And then, like in Western times, I suppose, around about that period. And for some reason, allegedly... She axed her mum and dad to death.
Oh, nice.
Is this else? What's the saying? Yeah. Lizzie Borden took an axe.
Gave her father 40 whacks.
When she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
Oh, my
I don't know if I've got the mother and the father the right
quite possibly,
there.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's a fascinating
case.
It's a bit
awful, isn't it?
But she got off.
How?
Because they just...
There was no evidence. They
could not believe. The main reason she got off, I think, was they just couldn't believe that this demure, nice woman would do that. It must have been a stranger.
So they've got lots of people have looked into it, and they looked into how could she have done it? And because imagine the amount of blood.
Yeah.
It would have been phenomenal.
She had no blood on her.
No blood.
Some people really want stripped off, didn't
they? I reckon she might have done it naked, yeah. And with all the clothes they have to wear, if she had any blood on it, it was covered up.
It was around about that time.
So you got a real fascination.
What you were doing at the library then?
No, no, it wasn't.
No, this was a long time before.
Yeah. This is about early 80s. But yeah, it's just one of them things that intrigued me. I don't think they've ever made a film that's done it justice.
No, I don't think they've
done one with Elizabeth Montgomery. Do you know who she is?
No. I'm not dead, but no.
She's the Bewitched actress.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Tabitha. Yeah, I know that. With the nose. Yeah.
That was all right, but I mean, they could have done a better one, I think. But it's just one of them strange things, so.
And you got really into it, didn't you? And made loads of notes and loved it. You used to drop the kids off at school and then go sit in the library.
Yeah, used all the old 1930s books in and read them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, fascinating.
I can't remember too much because it was about 35 years ago. But
that was during them terrible years of there was no jobs and nothing to do, and he kept applying for jobs and getting nowhere.
Yeah, I went on a bookkeeping accounts course, and I got 3 distinctions and I passed.
Yeah.
So they sent me to some interviews, bookkeeping, and you go in there, what experience you got? Oh, none. I've just come out of college, sorry.
Don't want to know.
4 people, so I just gave up. That's when I joined the Foundry in 85.
And didn't look back.
I didn't look back.
And how long did you work there?
36 years.
Bloody
man
hell.
And boy. Well,
wasn't. You was man and man, really. Man and old man.
Like, you sounded like Unc then from Only Fools and Horses. Man and boy.
Yeah. And a boy, Rodney.
That's where you got it from me. Right, I think it's about time we should think about having a little vote, you know.
Oh, this is easy for me.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Definitely.
Go on in.
T-Rex. ABBA, Dancing Queen, all the way.
Do you see it going a long way in this tournament?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what Bob thinks of it.
But... No, do you see it as a
top contender? Oh, I love it, yeah.
Contender.
I want it to be top with Sweet Caroline.
Oh, okay.
Then I wouldn't be able to choose, so.
What's your vote?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going for T-Rex. Only because...
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. It just harbours...
Oh, what?
Really good memories. I love it. I love it and love dancing to it and to remember it fondly. Whereas with Dancing Queen, I prefer some of their other songs rather than that one.
What? Super Trooper.
Pooper, Scooper, Purr. No.
Oh,
but when I takes it all,
that's my top
one of theirs.
Oh, well, now I don't even think it's going to go through then.
Well, you don't know, do you? Look at that man's face.
Yeah, I don't know the way I'm voting. I think T-Rex made some good records, but I don't think they made a great, great record.
No.
So I'll be going for Dancing Queen as well.
Off of that, I got a bit panicky about that.
Yeah. Do you know what I've just realised?
What's that?
I don't know how to close this show, because when I do the music, the intro's going to come on.
We'll have to finish with the intro, won't we? That's all right.
That's all right. We can end at the beginning. Like it never happened.
Unique to us.
Oh, I'm so old, I probably think we're starting off again. I'll start off again.
It'll be like Men in Black, where they wipe your memory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't
that
happen.
Thing called? Oh.
No, I don't know.
No. It was. Right, so, okay. Oh, we've got to do the draw for the next round.
Do we need a draw?
We'll let Pauline have one and I'll pick one.
All right, take it over. That's your idea. Right, let's
did you notice then I just did a laugh like Bob Mortimer?
Did you? What did you do?
Does this
you love him, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'd love to give him a hug.
Right.
What have you got, Pauline?
What does that even say? Oh, what? You're the first, my last, my everything,
Barry White.
Oh.
I love that man. I love that man.
There's a line in that song that just reminds me of Wifey. Oh, I forgot.
And you don't even know.
Welcome to
There's
this.
only one like you. There's no way they could have made two.
Oh,
he does love me, don't you?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Right, what you got, Sam?
I've got Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one. Oh, they've good.
I'm sorry,
ones,
I just feel like
they?
I want to throw my jacket over my shoulder.
It's disco time.
Yeah.
Oh, good too, they are.
Right, so Night Fever, Bee Gees.
Can I give you my vote now? Because I probably won't be here for this one.
Yeah, go on. Let's have it.
It's going to be Barry, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's going to be Barry. Yeah, but Barry White or Barry Gibb?
Barry White.
Yeah, the two
Although Barry Gibb, I did have a bit of a soft spot for him
did
as well.
You?
Yeah, I did. I loved his hair and that smile.
Mum liked him too. He was definitely the better looking brother.
Oh, my God,
he?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The others were all a bit of, well, not.
One of them was married to Lulu, I think.
Yeah, Morris.
Morris.
He's
Morris.
The one that died first.
Yeah. I didn't mind him. He was all right.
He had a big bald patch.
Robin was Robin was the one with a terrible wig, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's a blonde one, wasn't he?
No.
Well,
no,
with a skinnier
no.
face.
Well, they had a younger brother, didn't they? I can't remember what his name
was. Andy Gibb. He weren't part of the Bee Gees, though.
No.
He was so
low. He was very young.
Robin had the skinnier face.
Robin was the good-looking one in the middle, the big one.
Barry's a good-looking
one.
Oh, Barry, yeah, Robin.
That's why you're confusing
yeah, yeah.
me.
Robin was the one who's done the vocal on Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's it.
And later on, he had a bit of a dodgy wig.
Oh, I didn't know he had a dodgy wig.
Yeah. I mean, no, surely, I mean, if you're that rich, you should be able to get it. I bet there's people out there who wear wigs who don't even know they got wigs on. They're so good.
Yeah.
What, you mean like Elton John?
Or Bruce Forsyth, he had a ginger cat on his head.
Yeah. Oh, I like
good old
Brucey.
We love Brucey.
Right, I think it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Paul.
We didn't miss you, Bob. Bye.
Very harsh. Thank you, everybody. It was a pleasure.
It was good, didn't it, with you,
okay. Well, hopefully our producer will be back next time. But
we'll sack
then,
him if he's not.
We'll
you
see
did good, Dave. You did good.
You've done good, yeah, good. For an old man.
I just
yeah.
know how to finish the show. I have to stay here forever. Right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor.